With that, I'd like to call on new business. Item B, Iron Hawk Energy Group Lease Extension. Charles Wixner, Sid Anderson. Sir, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chairman Waller.
Make yourself at home.
I'm gonna put this over here so I don't spill it on. Sorry Charles couldn't be here, but he's on other business. To give the new members a little background about Iron Hawk Energy Group, we bought Ancana Oil and Gas properties effective July 1st, 2014. Paid $6 million for them, and since then we spent over $1 million upgrading and replacing equipment that we really ill suited for the production of those leases. In August, as part of that acquisition, there were two wells, solid disposal well and a producing well that had been temporarily abandoned by Encana. In August, we filed the requisite 137s to get the saltwater disposal well converted into a producing well with Mississippi Chat, and to convert the producing well into an injection well. On September the 12th, we got, for lack of a better term, the recommendation letters from the Bureau of Engineering recommending that the work proceed subject to a 30-day waiting period for comments. Well, on October 4th, we got a letter from the Bureau telling us that this lease had been terminated effective February the 6th, which was 8 months after the date that it was supposedly terminated. And I went back and looked at my records, and I think we were supposed to get a show cause letter why it shouldn't be, and I can't find it. So, but what we would like to do, the well's already drilled, it's cased. All we have to do is go in and perforate it, acidize it, and put it on production. And what we would like to do, or what we're asking for, is 90 days after the date that the permits are given to us to move forward with our plans. And that's really the crux of what we're trying to do.
Yes, sir. And when exactly did you get this lease, the date?
Well, we bought the lease was being held by production by Encana, and that was part of the package when we bought the production effective July 1st, 2014.
3 years ago. Councilman Reaver.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question concerning the superintendent insisting that we plug these two wells. Have you gotten a letter?
No, they haven't. They haven't sent me a letter. We filed a notice of appeal, and the last correspondence I got from the superintendent was that we needed to give them the reasons why and whatnot.
So it's under a hill. Has the superintendent met with you or contacted you and explained to you why the wells should be plugged? Do you know if she's done any kind of evaluation on the wells?
They haven't told me that the wells should be plugged.
Well, they're boring.
Well, let's hope not, but no, and I don't know of any, I have no personal knowledge of any evaluation whatsoever.
And has the lease actually been terminated and it's just under appeal?
Yeah. And, you're talking about this chart here, and every producer in Osage County knows what this chart looks like. But we ran some numbers on this, and Charles did this.
Please.
He's the engineering guy with the company. At $60 barrel oil over 10 years, at $779,640 in royalties. At $50, it's $649,700. And at $40, it's $519,760.
That projected production of this lease?
Yes, and that's starting out at a 25 barrel day.
What is it you're asking of us?
I would like to have a 90-day extension so that we can complete the work on the wells. I've been commencing from the date that we get the permits.
Councilwoman Harden.
My question is a legal question. How are we going to extend a lease that's been terminated already and it's under appeal? We wouldn't have, what are we extending? It's already been terminated and it would have to be opened up on the BIA side from appeal. You see what I'm saying? And if the BIA has in fact terminated it properly, then the OMC has an action against BIA.
That's correct.
Now, that doesn't help Mr. Anderson in any way. However, legally, I don't believe we can extend a lease that's already been terminated 9 months ago.
I just want to answer the question. We get involved after the appeal process. That's when they come back to us with the information that he has just talked about, and counsel will be right with you, sir. And that is how it's been handled in the past. I feel the same way, as it has to go through the appeal process because it falls back on two people, them or the Bureau. But then we have the official document, and with that, counsel, you go right ahead.
Thank you. Well, just from my experience of listening to the superintendent on multiple occasions with this similar circumstance where somebody would like an extension, she's clearly stated multiple times that our lease doesn't call for an extension and she does not have the ability to extend a lease. So she will terminate the lease if the appeals court or appeals folks deem it appropriate, and all we could do would be to negotiate a new lease after this one's been terminated.
That's correct.
In fact, some people have asked for an early termination of their lease just to turn around and get a new lease.
After they waive the process of appeal.
That's right.
By letter to us. Council, is everyone agreeable to that?
So we'll be back after the bill process?
Yes.
Thank you.
And before you get the other letter, you just come right back here after they have given you the appeal process, counsel.
We'd like to, of course, I guess we get copied on most of the superintendent's
all
letters.
Of it.
But yes, if and when you do get a letter demanding that the well be plugged, we want to hold the superintendent responsible for proving to us and maybe to you that the wells are no longer economically commercial, which she's bound to do. So that's another battle that we might have if you do get that letter. Okay. So we're certainly interested in not plugging wells capable of production, especially when a group like yours with capital and with the desire to help us increase our royalty, we would probably be supportive of that.
Yes, sir. Councilman Reddigo, and then
I just got a question. This appeal process, how long is it up to the BIA, or how does that work?
Well, I got a letter from the BIA, and I had 3 days from the date of the letter to submit a reason and make a case. And I'm in the process of doing that.
Okay.
So I'll have it on a more timely basis.
So it'll be up to them after you send the letter?
That's correct.
We'll be ready. Prepared.
How many quarters does this involve? Sorry.
Actually, it involves the vertical rail really can be done simply on one core set, but the entire lease will be bought. The well that we want to convert into an injection well is a horizontal well and it encompasses 3 core sections.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Mr. Anderson, this question is not really to you, but it's to my colleagues here. Is that, are we seeing some of these letters come about because we have, BIA has filled a position with that petroleum engineer and they're reviewing things? It seems like we've got some things that are, because you just received a letter just recently, did you say, in October?
Yeah.
To notify?
Well, what was interesting about it and was curious to me was that they had already gone through the process of having engineers take a look at it and issue to us a recommendation letter. They sent you a recommendation letter that says,
right.
Okay, you can proceed.
Gentlemen.
Excuse me. They sent you a recommendation letter that basically says that you can proceed as you outline your proposal, but it's subject to a 30-day comment period. Okay? And that 30-day comment period expired on October 12th, but between September the 4th and the 12th and October 12th, I got a letter on October the 4th that said, your lease was terminated 8 months ago. Okay? And I think we're supposed to get, and I could be wrong on it, but I think we're supposed to get a show cause letter. I've never seen a show cause letter.
Chair.
Yes. Actually, Councilwoman Rivard, or excuse me, Foreman. I'm sorry. But I was kind of right.
To be clear, and I would like to first address Mark, Councilwoman Gray's question. I believe Mr. Anderson, I think he said in his materials that the excuse for getting the termination notice 8 or 9 months after they terminated the lease was because they had a backlog.
That's what I was told in my inquiry.
It does have to do with now that we have that position filled and they're going through, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Mm-hmm. So there is a backlog?
Well, what was curious is that the letters, the recommendation letters, which should take a lot more time to go through the system, got through in 6 weeks. And all of a sudden, they couldn't, you know, 9 months, 8 months later, it took them 8 months to terminate the lease. I got some, it's kind of curious.
Okay. Yes, Council?
I just had a question. Did the lease, what would have been the termination date of the lease? What would have been the, you said you acquired it from another company, what right. would have been the termination date?
You know, I can't honestly answer that question without going back and looking at the original leases, and I don't have those with me right now.
Would it be fair to say that it would have terminated on or about February?
No, it would have terminated. They got these leases in 2013.
So a two-year lease would have terminated?
No, these were 3 years.
3 year lease would have terminated in 2017.
Well, 16 or 17, yes.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Wouldn't Ironhawk have known that the lease was coming for termination?
Not necessarily, because we were under the impression we had been paying minimum royalties on, and we knew that the well was not producing. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we're blankets, okay?
That's true.
I'm not going to do that, but
we... Council, you finish.
Let me just say, what I'm getting at is not to put blame anywhere, but what I'm getting at is that the BIA has told us they're backlogged, and we knew they've been telling us since day one that they're, you know, short of staff and all of these things and all of these reasons. But my question is just as due diligence, when we take on a company, we purchase a company and bring it on, then we're responsible to read the documents, and you would have certainly have known that the lease was set to expire. I don't know why you're laughing. I'm simply saying that if these leases are terminating, on their own terms, by the agreement, by the document, they're terminated. Then my question to my colleagues would be, why aren't these leases coming up for auction or negotiations and things like that? I mean, I understand that it would not be helpful to Ironhawk at this point, but we need to know when these leases expire. Instead of letting the Bureau be in charge of that, why don't we know when these leases are expiring so that we can get a company in who is going to be able to make some headway, who is going to be not just paying the minimum royalty, but actually doing the work? That would be my question.
Thank you, Council.
Can I answer that question?
You can attempt it.
I'll attempt it. One of the reasons is nobody wants a two-year lease because by the time you get through going through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, probably through the BIA process, your lease may be expired. And that's just as straightforward as I can make that.
And you could come back and renegotiate.
I mean, look at your last lease sale, okay? I mean, nobody's beating a hot track those they can. And the reason for that is you've got the regulatory problems with the BIA, you've got regulatory problems with the Department of Ag, or the Department of Wildlife Management, okay? You gotta, if you wanna get people in here, you gotta make it easy for them to come in. And you gotta give them time to do what they're gonna do, and if you're gonna be burdened, frankly, if you're gonna be burdened with all these rules and regulations, you ought to be giving these guys 5-year leases.
Chair.
That's only a consideration that you have, not us.
Let me just.
And I'll let her finish, then Councilman Revard, wrap it up.
Let me finish, what my comment would be is that, I agree with you that it is difficult, and that we are working right now to do away with some of these things. There's several things on the fire right now to get going to make it easier for producers. However, this group of 8 people right here has a duty to the shareholders. And when I said you could come back in and renegotiate the lease for a longer period of time or whatever, you indicated with a negative response. You said no.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's difficult doesn't mean that we're going to hand over everything to the producers and say, well, we know it's been hard for us, we're going to take a cut for our shareholders. But we still need you to come in and renegotiate these leases so that you get the time frame that you want, so that you can continue plugging.
The standard 2-year lease.
Let her finish. Let her finish.
My point would be that I understand the difficulties. That's not beyond what I'm saying here. But what I am saying is that we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have a duty to this minerals estate, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard we have to fight. Quite frankly, the way that you presented this today, and then the fact that you went on about, you know, that we ought to be given 5-year leases, you make it sound as though the producers have the upper hand, and quite frankly, I disagree with that. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Revard, please. And in one other issue, I'm reading the October 4th letter. When's the last time you had to pay the $1,363.20 for a minimum royalty owned? It says here that you have to have your payment in by October 25th. You're still paying that, correct?
Well, we just got that letter. Okay.
I'm kind of leading you to water here.
Okay, the answer to your question is we write checks twice a month, the 1st and 15th. That the check
it's coming
is,
out.
Is cut.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't blame anybody for that but me, because you know, we've got a lot of leases and a lot of things.
Thank you. Council? Councilman Rick.
Thank you, Chair. When Ms. Phillips showed us how she determined when she kind of cancels these leases, she's looking at a chart or a recovery, and if it goes over 6 months, that's it. She puts it on a lease determination. There's no evaluation going on, none of that. Just to be clear, that's what's going on. She's taking that report that she showed us, and I guess she showed the new folks coming in a meeting 2 weeks ago or maybe longer. But just to be clear, that's all that's going on her. She's watching it. If it hits 4 months, if it hits 5 months, if it hits 6 months, once check. She sees zero in 6 months, bam, she puts it right on the list for termination, and that's the end of it. So I'm with what you're saying, Mrs. Foreman. What's going on? Can we add additional language in there before you terminate a lease? Are you going to call this gentleman, or are you going to assess it with the new engineer? But to my knowledge, none of that's happened.
None of it. And there won't be an extension. We'll have to go through the appeal process, come back, do a new lease, and that's when I articulate 2 triggers. Number 1, 20% royalty. Number 2, it's going to stay at 2 years. Primary term, and the catch is it's held by production. That's why it's going to be so hard for us to get that flag until we get the Nile Gems and Honor System under your digital program. We will be the first to know at that time, and they will too, because we're going to be the first ones we call. Councilman.
I just wanted to make one comment. I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that Ironhawk has gone and gotten approved permits to do some work and bring production back online. They have a huge investment in Osage County they're trying to protect. And I would suggest that Mr. Anderson come back to us with an offer. when the time is right to renew the lease.
After the appeal, sir. Thank you.
With the term that he thinks will work for him.
Yes, ma'am.
Chair, as part of new business, I'd like to make a motion, if it's agreeable to the chair.
Yes.
The motion would be that the council pass a resolution
business
requesting the superintendent, in light of what Mr. Anderson has, the information he's provided to us today, that we pass a resolution today requesting and demanding, demanding the superintendent provide to us a list of wells and their expected termination dates.
I'll second that.
Leases
and their termination dates.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, second by Councilman Revard. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'd like to call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Revard?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
With that, I'd just like to entertain with the council, November's meeting on the 24th, is going to be set right beside the Thanksgiving holiday. Would anyone be wanting to entertain that we go a week earlier?
It's set for the 21st.
Excuse me.
24th is Saturday.
No, the 21st is November. Does anyone want to entertain us go a week earlier?
I make a motion that we go on the 14th.
I second. With that, I want to open up discussion. Also, we're going to have such huge meetings next week. The availability of a special meeting will be upon your request and available to any of our council if necessary. With that, council.
Call for the question.
Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Revard?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And thank you very much. We will also be closing our office early on the 21st, whatever the nation sends out. And with that, I'd like to move on down to Scout Energy. Item number 4D, saltwater disposal easement. Mr. Swamp. Go right ahead, sir.
Scout couldn't make it today. Asked me if I could do this again since it's just a simple saltwater disposal easement.
We'll see.
The Shaw 4-21. That's in the northeast of 21-24-6. And we'll be taking water. You'll recognize these names. The Shaw be taking water from the Measles, the Gray Horse, and the Williams leases. Set about a half mile west of the Gray Horse.
Yes.
Really, is this in our books?
Yes, sir.
It's in the book under
right behind Iron Hall.
It's right after the last. That's right after Iron Hall.
That's right,
huh? Iron Hall.
It's just a brief.
There's an air photo. There's the email from Andrew Swan requesting the saltwater disposal easement. And I don't know if the air photo made it in your books.
No.
Anyhow, this just sets half a mile west of Gregwood. And so if you recognize these names, the Shaw, the Homer Shaw place was right there on the right, a half mile. And then you go into the Williams Farm, and so these are the wells that are right there that are visible from the county road.
That's it.
Shaw number 4-21 in northeast 21-24-6.
You seen the problem? Consolidation. They have to permit out.
I recuse
council
myself.
No, I'm sorry. I feel with your nod regardless of your experience is necessary. Yes.
My question to you, Mr. Lynn, is the Shaw 421 owned but operated by Scout?
Scout Scout purchased this from Sullivan. It was part of that purchase, and they didn't realize that there was a saltwater disposal easement payment that was due that Sullivan didn't make, so they're asking that we remove saltwater disposal.
So it's just reactivate the one that already been through?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Counsel, anything else? I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion we approve Shaw 421 Northeast 21246 for a saltwater disposal easement approval for the Mineral Council.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. Let's call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Abstain.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. I'd like to move on with item number 4E. PE Osage expanding Whizbang water flood. Mr. Fletcher, please join us.
Thank you, Chairman Waller.
Thank you so much. Go right ahead.
We believe we are literally days to finally getting the right water acquisition closed that kind of started when we first created Whizbang back in, I guess, the second quarter of 18. There's a map on the second page of your handout. Hopefully it's in color. Whizbang started as two quarter sections, the southwest of 18 and the southeast of 13. At that time, we had negotiated black gold acquisition. We hadn't filed anything with the EIA. In our initial proposal, we had asked to make the initial Whizbang go six quarter sections.
Yes.
But obviously, the council at the time wanted us to get through that process with the BIA. Told us, you know, we started with the two. We have, give you a little background there, we have got an electric line set. We finally tracked down the two landowners that we had to meet, one that had the tank battery. We have done work on the tank battery. We're actually laying the flow line today after the meeting to the 2A, which is a well that's, we've been down New Prairie Road often. There's a well kind of where it curves there. There's a well right now that has American flag, and then I believe it's the Marine Corps flag. It sits in a family's front yard. That's the well we're reactivating first.
Okay.
We have obviously had some conversations with the landowner, because obviously that well, I mean, literally is 150, it's probably 325 feet from the front door.
But didn't they move in there after the
fact? They did move in after the fact, and you know, it's...
That's still up to you, thank you.
It's obviously caused some issues. We're trying to be very sensitive. I mean, they have a beautiful place. They spent some money. They've really done a nice job on the piece of land. We're going to use a sub pump, which is kind of our preferred method. So hopefully it'll be quiet for them. Long story short, we think we're going to have that well run in 2 weeks.
Are you going to bury that reeder line?
We're going to bury the. We actually dropped a new transformer bank right there, so we'll have electricity within 50 feet of it, 100 feet of the well. We're burying the flow line for them. And then we helped them out a little bit on the leash road. We've done more there than we probably do in other places.
Everyone does who wants to get past the problem.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that.
So black gold, we've made it through the inspection process. We have those finalized. We signed the assignment form, sent that in. We do have one little hurdle on the northwest of 24. They gave what they call a non-producing letter. When they were out there, the one well in that quarter section was not actually going up and down, although they had been producing it. Had production in the last 6 months, had sales recently. We've responded to that letter from my conversations with them over there. I believe we have that resolved.
Because you sold that tank.
Well, because we sold that tank and, I mean, talking to that, to the pumper, it's a gas engine, we found water in the oil, they were concerned about it. They came back to us, they did a little bit of light remediation that they did on themselves, it was nominal dollars. They thought it would fix it, change out head gasket, still get water in the oil, and we basically, we don't want them to spend money on it. We're not gonna use that type of pump to produce those wells. We kind of look at it as sunk dollars, whatever they spend. And it would be one that we would, there's three wells over there that we have identified to get up and running in the next, by the end of the year, that's our target. So I believe we have that resolved, and when I talked to them last time, they were shooting to try to have the assignments approved today. My guess, if I was a betting person, it'll probably be sometime next week. We're going over there after here just to make sure we're still on track. So I think, long story short, I think that's really close. Then the one thing we would like to do, that we need to do, and kind of initially in our initial proposal, we had blocked this whole section for future expansion. We tried to, we asked to tie that area up as we do our work and see results to be able to come in and then pull them into the water flood. We would like to go ahead and lease the southeast quarter section of 24 as part of this expansion. That would take us to six quarter section. It would give us two tank batteries, kind of north of a creek and south of a creek.
Excuse me.
It would give us multiple injection wells to go into. It would give us enough infrastructure that's in place to probably, our initial idols, we think we can run four sub pumps. We think that gives us a good idea of the capability and kind of develop our next stage of development. Most likely that next stage of development would be adding the quarter sections on the east side of 18, 19, and 30. There's one section in 30 that I believe is out by production, unfortunately, or fortunately. I wish we had it. I'm glad it's producing, but I wish we had it.
And 30?
Yes, I believe it's the northeast quarter section. It's the old Glenn Hoyt.
I know where it's at.
One of his quarter sections.
But you're showing it here.
Yeah.
You plan on obtaining that?
Oh, well, we would love to, but I don't know if we'll ever. I've never worked that deal.
Yes, sir. Then why do you have it on your map?
We're going to try.
Well, it's under future.
You have to say no, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I got it. And thank you for your honesty, Mr. Fletcher.
So I guess what we're asking for today, to kind of recap, we're asking to amend the original WISBANG agreement to include the three-quarter sections of the black gold leases that we think were days away from the assignment, and then also to bring in that southeast quarter section, which we'll need to pay a bonus on.
Yes.
And
we'll see you November the 14th. Council?
The southeast quarter that you want to negotiate a new lease, did you have plans to, future plans to develop it? Is it capable of?
Yes, there's, so that lease used to be part of the two leases that we currently are in WISBANG. It used to be a consolidated lease that included that quarter section. There's,
that's where I'm headed.
Two wells on that lease. I believe they're both capable of production. There's also what's very enticing about that in the future. The southwest part of that quarter section is not, based on our review of IHS and drilling info and all those means, we don't believe wells have been drilled in that area, and which gives us a chance in the future to have a new injection well drilled in that area and get a permit. That's probably
for flooding.
For flooding.
But there are a couple of unplugged well bores that
there,
tank
it. There are two.
What's your plans to try to put them on production?
That one would be, so we're gonna do three by the end of the year, or that's our plan. If we, by the end of the first quarter, should be enough time to see results, and then that will dictate the next process. But obviously, any existing well bore is going to be high priorities.
Okay.
Now, I would say definitely sometime in 2019. But
you do have plans to attempt to complete those wells.
As long as step A works like we believe it is, you know, we're going to be B, C, and D. But obviously, we have to make sure those dollars.
Yes, sir.
Generate some return.
Councilman
Rick. We've seen you guys before. You're coming in and you're expanding. You've got plans to expand. What's your production now?
Thank you, bro.
In the Osage, so the first lease we did with you guys was the Breen unit. It was doing nothing when we picked it up. We are somewhere in the neighborhood about 13 barrels a day. Okay. We have four sub pumps running there. We're at the stage where we'll probably do one or two more sub pumps, and then we're going to make some significant upgrades to the injection lines. We did some injection line works ourselves, but we would want to take that next step. When we do that, we think we can get the bring to 30.
Maybe more.
And then the first well on Black Hole, which I hope to have on in the next couple of weeks, our expectation is 10 barrels a day there.
Okay.
And then there's two wells on Black Hole that we think are equivalent to the first well at Lisbon.
Okay, good. And we've hammered through royalties before, consistent with what we agreed before.
Yeah, yes.
And we'll see you on the 14th. I like it. So.
And then yes, I think the only other lease that we, the river well lease, I guess we could think better than that.
But the end area.
We are waiting on that lease to be finalized. I think I messed up when we were here. Let the lease sell and wrote the check for the wrong amount and shorter than $5, so I had to send another $5 in. Once that clears, that lease is finalized.
And perfect.
We would hope to get that one in going in the first quarter of 19.
I'll let Councilman Redcorn finish and Councilwoman Gray.
Could we get Bill in? Can you go out there and take a look, see what we got going out there for the 14th? I go with you. Or anybody else can just assess what's going on.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. That'd be infernal.
Do we have to make a class amendment to that? I mean, not amendment, but I know that's what you're wanting. But just to put this on our next agenda, is it automatic that we're going to put it?
It's automatic. Lacey will put it on there because we request them to be back.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, gentlemen. We got this.
Can I have one other comment on the comment that was talked about earlier with IHS, or maybe it was the person before?
Go right ahead.
I would say from us coming in, obviously we're trying to make a footprint here and believe there's a lot of opportunity.
Thank you.
The one thing that we talk about constantly, and I'm scared to death of, after doing a FOIA request and getting some information through the EPA and the UIT department in Dallas, is their want of getting rid of the TNA designation for injection wells. And then I think just the thought process down there of we got to get rid of all these old ABR injection permits. And if that happens in this county, you think production has declined now? You own production.
We'll lose 6,000 a day before you walk out that door.
Yeah, and it's something that it feels like
you give me the real number
coming at us hard. And it's, I mean, to me, that's the biggest risk the mineral estate here has. And I don't offer any solutions because I don't know how you deal with that, but to me, that's a huge risk.
We got to keep you going. We're going to actually have to put our foot on the gas over the permitting, protecting that permit process, which is one of the top in the nation. We're the oldest ones to ever do it. And then the next question comes in, is when you give us an override of our joint venture with the Osage Minerals Council and PE Energy, then they have to give us the file. Thank you, counsel.
Thank you, Chair. Could you write that down, what you just said?
Sure.
Send it to our chair.
Sure.
In an email, please.
Sure, in an email. Just get it detailed, what you're saying, so we can act on it.
Counsel, real quick.
Real quick, on your, I just noticed on your chart, it says Osage LLC. Is that in the association with the nation's Osage LLC?
It is not.
It's a good question.
Well, we were, so in the other 76 counties in Oklahoma, operator record is Pennant Energy. We own assets in an entity called PE Conwell. In Osage, we have PE Osage. They own assets and are the operator of record, but it's us.
It's us.
Okay. And then we also have Braveheart Resources, I think it's LLC.
We're Blue Stripes.
I was curious where
Yeah, it wasn't real original. There, but
okay.
Because I didn't think you had done $22 million. Counsel, would you like to wrap up real quick?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to thank him for bringing this ABR injection well problems to our attention. I had no idea. Did you call it ABR?
Yeah, I think that's cool. So when I guess when you guys, and I could have this wrong.
Go ahead and try.
I promise you I have this wrong about being the ballpark. For Mr. Gates probably knows it more than I do. But I think it was like in 92, 93 when the UIC took over the injection. And they, every injection
at that time,
84, was considered ABR as well. There's no injection pressure, no injection rate.
Is that by rules? By rule.
And then after that time, you had to go through the permit process. And there's, you can get, like in the other 76 counties, generally speaking, you can get a rate up to 5,000 barrels pretty easy. You get over 5,000 barrels, it gets pretty difficult.
That's correct.
And you have to do some engineering work showing why you're not going to damage to the reservoir, etc. Generally, pressure is based on depth, and it's usually half the depth. That's probably the other biggest risk that the mineral council or mineral state has. We looked at an acquisition recently that was making about 70 barrels a day. They had an issue with the injection well. They've been fighting with the DIA and the EPA. I don't know who, at least from listening to their side, I think they got the short end of the stick. They don't have the pockets to fight for the EPA. They're going to end up agreeing to a amended injection permit. And if they get the injection permit, I think they're going to get, I would take their value of their assets from probably $3 million, and they'd probably cut it down to $1.5 million. And it's their two biggest leases, making 30 barrels a day. They're going to come in and cut the injection pressure from couple hundred pounds to zero, and
on the MIT to get it signed.
To get it signed.
Is this in the Bird Creek area where the where the leak is that they can't figure out? So it's not the whole county wide.
No,
that is a bad situation.
It is a bad situation, but at least from our due diligence process, doesn't seem. I guess I'm not convinced that there was a leak. And maybe I'm wrong. But at least from the data I saw, I don't see how a mud plug broke when the injection pressure was never over 100 pounds and your depth is 2,500 feet, give or take.
Nobody knows.
No one knows. Lord. Thank you very much, Counsel.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, we'll move right on down to the letter request for EMD. I asked Councilwoman Foreman to have this available for all of our review. I wanted to make sure that everyone understood it before I sent it out. And with that, I just need you to look at it, review it. It covers another issue of ours over the DEM coming in and doing a review on gas infrastructure. pipelines combination. Deliverable will be from Roger Knight, DOE. And with that, I see nothing wrong with the letter.
May I?
Please.
I just want just to give you a little background on this. When I heard that the DEMD was going to be at the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo, I jumped at the chance to go talk to them because of all the wonderful things I've heard about what they should do for us.
Yes.
So I took my own infrastructure around the Osage County and had an in-depth, detailed discussion with them, with their petroleum engineers, with Roger Knight, who heads up the division of minerals for that whole group. And talked about various opportunities that I sought up and requested if they would be able to update our infrastructure map, because once you look at a map, that's where you find the opportunities to make money and do more innovative things and create businesses. And I asked him, I said, do we need a grant for this? And for you guys to do the work to create the map and, you know, assess the value of certain infrastructure. And he said, well, no, he said, no, we don't want to do a grant that takes too long, it wouldn't be approved until next year. He said, I could come up with some extra consulting money and do this for you.
Yes.
So he said, all I need from you is a letter request asking us to do it. So that's what this letter.
Would you make that in the form of a motion, please?
Yes. I make a motion that the council approve the letter in their packet requesting the DEMD to perform the work requested in the letter.
That's second.
Second. Any discussion? I appreciate it. This last piece on this letter is the most important. Councilman Rick Thorne, and then Councilman Red Eagle.
DMD can do a lot of things to the council. And if they're willing to provide that task within their budget, I think we should be all for it. And the reasons are we got some stranded gas or ability to move oil in some of these areas where we're challenged in that. So I see that as a benefit. The second thing is, just to clarify, anything on the grant side, you will not get funded if they provide it. What they fund is things they don't provide. Then they'll come and fund us. We have to look around and try to figure out what they're not doing. That's how we have to work for the other. So just to clear up, if they'll do a task, and they told me in Houston last year, they're wanting, willing, and able to come here, and there are two places they're interested in, Rocky Boys and Osage.
Yes, sir. That's all the matter.
They want to be here, so I think we ought to get them here. So thank you, Mr. Foreman, for putting this together. Thank you, Chair.
And I also wanted to interject for Councilman Redcorn and I discussed, their lead on this digitalization project is exactly that. We're going to ask for phase 2 and 3 of the program that we have now, 176,000. I'm going to ask the federal government for phase 2 and 3, and the request is exactly that. We won't ask for the deliverables that they have brought us. We will target what we need necessary to complete it. And this kind of runs into the effort we talked about this morning. When we start asking about why don't we have that thumb drive with 43,000 wells information, we're just going to go get it and deliver it back to this digital organization for the council. What I'm trying to say is we're keeping it.
Thank you. Call for the question.
Yes, call for the question. Excuse me, Councilman Red Eagle.
Yeah, I was down to the expo same time as Susan, and that would have been a good time to, I'd make a comment here, that would have been a good time to learn about the oil and gas business. Everybody in the oil and gas business was there, and that would be, if you missed it, you need to make it next year, and the year after, and the year after. But as far as the DMD is concerned, they're going to do this free of charge, and also it can really relate to the Orphan Well Committee that we're all trying to get into business for ourselves, maybe someday in the future. There would really be a lot of help to us in doing feasibility studies, helping out, and they're going to do it free of charge. I can't see nothing wrong with it. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates? Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Second Chair actually is considering voting yes on sending the letter to Roger Knight.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Eight no? Okay. With that, I'd like you to go to number G, BGI Resources, Concession Extension, Carla Dillon, Jim Kennard.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Derek. Just go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you all for having us back. We submitted, just before we get started, we submitted a letter on Wednesday. I don't know if the council has been able to read it, but I have copies available if needed.
It's in our books, dear. Go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just a quick brief little history about myself and Jim. I've been with TGI for 7 years, and Jim and I. And previously, I worked with Shane Matson and Charles Victor at Flylabs for 3 years. And I can say over, I guess I can speak for you as well, but over the course of his 22 years work in the county and my 10-year work in the county, it's always been enjoyable, but it's also been tough witnessing and dealing with the trials and tribulations that have landed upon the council, the BIA, the landowners, and also the members of the Osage Nation. And I am also a member of the Osage Nation as well. Now, we've always, BGI has always considered the Osage as a partner, and we want to continue to do so, and this is why we're here to ask for, you know, another request for the extension. But in 2014, BGI had a really successful drilling program, and then shortly after there, the hammer came down on the county. And as we're all aware, with the permitting challenges, the landowner litigation, and all the other problems that we've had, BGI had a hard time remaining solvent. But since we just had a new, or in 2017, we have a successful drilling program, and we're rebuilding rapidly, which is good news. And we're about to start drilling 2 wells in about a week. And so we would like to continue investing and still being having a partner with the OSA.
Are those 2 wells on us?
Yes. Wait, yes, sir.
Thank you. Sorry.
So last time we were here, we asked a 5-year extension, $48,000 for 6 new leases, and a commitment to drill 15 wells over 5 years, plus reprocess, submit, interpret seismic, and also continue to build infrastructure to support the new production. We would like the Mineral Council to reconsider the 5-year extension, but however, if that is not possible, we have the following 2 alternative offers. We are either asking for a 1-year extension of a commitment of 3 new wells, or a 2-year extension for 6 new wells and 2 leases for for 6 new wells, $6,000 of 2 new leases, and that would be paid at the execution of the, if we agreed to extend the concession. So that's what we're offering today.
Okay. Because you have no production on these as of right now.
Excuse me, I'm sorry?
You have no production on these quarters as of right now. Or you wouldn't need to be here.
Yeah, right.
Counsel, do we have a question?
Councilman Foreman. Yes, you said you're getting ready to drill 2 wells. Are they in this?
They're in our concession, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Do you have any projections on the future economics? Do you have any projections on, like, IP, what the average production would be coming in?
Yeah.
On the first one that we're going to do, the IP is around 25 barrels a day. The second one is kind of a wildcat. It's in the Layton formation. It's too thin to see in seismic. So we're just going to kind of try to chase that out and figure out where it goes. So on the second one, we don't have an idea what that is.
And we're hoping it's a success, because then we're going to want to, you know.
But you're still trying to look at your 3D to achieve that, aren't you?
We're attempting. Yeah. But whenever a formation is less than 14 foot thick, you can't see it on seismic, it doesn't show up. Wow. And it only shows up in one, we already have 1 well in it, so we know that it's there, and it shows up in one place where we're drilling the first well. But after that, it just kind of disappears.
Okay, I just wanted to add, just so we'll all know, and I asked for this myself a few days ago from one of our producers in Osage County, what are the economics on a new well in Osage County? And it just so happened that they start with a 25 barrel a day initial production well. What that means, day before yesterday's crude oil price of $69.80,
yes,
the royalty for the first year will be somewhere in the neighborhood of Now that, of course, that's just the royalty. I mean, you inflate that and it's a whole lot more. It's over a million for the total gross revenue. But I think we need to consider that anytime we're talking about San Jose County, it's significant production and it's significant royalty money to us.
To
and
us.
I have those economics I intend to share with you soon.
Yes, and thank you for that clarity, because that's the other, is that we're looking exactly what the council has already talked about. You said or listened to it. And this is because you've had to go so long to get here. And we understand that, and we're going to try to work with you on it. I'm just talking on myself here. I'm looking at a two-year extension. Actually, I would just do a two-year lease, primary term, and then we'll try to do on the wells. Lease bonus is $16,000 for both quarters?
Yeah, $8,000.
Okay. I just want to put that for the record, Council. Do you have anything next, sir? Councilwoman Foreman? Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, particularly we would like, we would really like the two-year extension. Well, we really want the five-year, but last time we all discussed.
It's not happening.
Exactly. So, so yeah, we would really like to do the two-year extension and commit to six new wells, try to do three new wells each year. And then we would like to pick up two extra leases as well. And the one reason we can't really, we, when discussing with my boss, Mr. Reddy, he said, you know, we a lease bonus in a one-year extension would be a little bit tough for us because we have to geophysics and, you know, geology, that takes time. And, you know, the permitting challenges as well, so.
Do you have any permits ready to go for these in hand?
Oh, yeah, in hand, yeah.
We're just waiting on the drilling.
We're just waiting on the drilling rig.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did your, what's your beetle survey show?
Negative.
Okay, I have another group right next to you that shows negative, and I asked that for a specific reason, so it didn't look like I was baiting it.
It showed up negative.
Two large concessions up or nothing. Okay, with that, we'll go to the 14th, but real quick, Councilman Reddy.
Waiting on a drilling rig, how long do you think you'll have to wait?
Well, we've been waiting since.
We've been waiting quite a while, a couple of months. Laco has the rig that we want to use tied up just up north of the...
Who is that? Is that the guys out of Kansas?
Yes, sir. Dixon Drilling.
I already know who it is. They call me. We're set.
They're supposed to be finishing up with one well. They have one more to drill, and then they're coming up.
Okay.
Thank you. We will bring this up officially on the 14th.
Okay, great.
And make a decision then.
Okay.
Council, is everyone agreeable to that?
Yes, sir.
With that, thank you all.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kara.
Sure.
Yes.
Sorry.
Executive, to go into executive to discuss accounting and the Oil and Gas Council by Councilman Reddigle and Councilwoman Foreman.
I make a motion to go into executive.
I have a motion on the floor and a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman to go into executive session and take a small break before we start back up and finish our agenda. With that, call for the question.
Councilman Reddigle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No. I don't know why this is on executive.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Right. 5 minutes.
Five?